WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of the program here on Fun Friday. Fun Friday on the program brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Today's Fun Friday question, who is your favorite fictional mom? TV, movies, music, plays, books, whatever. DSY said another good one was Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family. Still kicking. Yep, still around. And also, we are talking about some of the other topics of the day. The new Pope, if you want to call in with thoughts on that. The judge ruling that Juan Francisco Mendez, the man who was taken by ICE in New Bedford when they broke the car window and has been in prison for 4 weeks, he was ordered released because Homeland Security never filed charges against him. So he's been sitting there for a month with no charges filed against him. So we can talk about that and whatever else is on your mind. We will talk a little bit, too, about this Chromebook challenge and why you should be aware of it and make sure your kids aren't participating in it. Because not only is it dangerous, it could end up costing you some big bucks, too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, there is no between on Nash Road and Church Street. They intersect. Your news guy
no,
is
no.
saying that.
Yeah, but they're talking about the rail. They're talking about where the trash is.
Yeah, no, they're talking about the rail. But if you try to describe by something saying between Church Street and Nash Road, that's an intersection. It does nothing more than describe the intersection. I think we need to know which roads the trash is between along Church Street, between Nash Road maybe and Hill Road.
It's on the tracks that run parallel to Church Street. So it's the actual tracks themselves.
If you want to talk about parallel, then you're talking about which roads intersect the parallel distance between Tarkin Hill and Nash Road.
And that's the most important part of the story that you took away from that? I mean, I think the trash, no matter where it is the problem, right? I don't think it matters geographically.
It's an essential part of the story. It's an essential part of the story because you're trying to describe where the trash is that's going to be cleaned up, and you describe it as the intersection of Church and Nash Road, and you're failing to describe the area that's being cleaned up. So if you're going to describe an area that's cleaned up, you need to describe the area.
No, I don't understand why you are having a problem with the way that it is being presented. Who cares about whether the streets intersect or run parallel or what have you? The fact is the trash. And by the way, that's the way it's written in the motion.
You're trying to tell us what area is being cleaned up. I want to know what area is being cleaned up. Where is the area?
All right. Point made.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Call up and argue semantics. And by the way, that's the language that was used in the motion that was filed by the city councilor. So maybe go and bring that up to the councilors whose ward that is. Ugh. Ugh. You know, just because some of you have a phone that dials doesn't mean you should use it. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
you're being funny this morning. Don't use your phone. Look, I know about the garbage trash. It's different here. Look where I live. If you could see it out in the back right now where the dumpsters are, it's pathetic. I wish that the bosses here could do things a little different here because I'm really fed up with it. The pelicans come down. I call them pelicans, but they're starving seagulls that come here. They land on top of the big dumpster, and they drag everything out of it and put it on the ground, and the workers come in early. They have to go down there and clean it. It's a messy job, and I want them to push those dumpsters further away from the building. They've got it right up against the building. You can smell it in the summer.
Well, that brings flies, too.
I'm telling you, they need to do something, because if I keep pushing it, they're going to end up finding a reason to throw me out of here.
So are they not covered? Do they not have the covers on them?
The regular dumpster where people put regular garbage, there is covers. But the big main dumpster where you throw furniture and big items, mm-hmm. they also, some people that live here, also throw garbage bags in there containing remnants of food. So the birds, they really can't get into the smaller dumpster. They go for that big one. They fly right down.
They'll rip open those bags. And
it's terrible. Now, about the new pope, the pooba. I call him the pooba. I don't know if you know, but I've never had much caring at all about the Vatican and all that because he thinks he's more important than God. But anyway, the pope that they just elected, I can give him a gold star for one thing, because I heard them say yesterday on the news he's pro-life, which means he's totally against killing the babies. So I don't think Ed Markey, Liz Warren, and all of them are going to go meet the pope anytime soon because he's pro-life.
I mean, I don't... But I don't think that's any kind of surprise. Wouldn't you expect any pope to be pro-life? I mean, the Catholic Church as a whole is against abortion.
Yeah, but now listen to, okay, I'm giving him a star, though, for that. I don't know much about all the other popes because I never was that much into them. But I also heard yesterday, I think it was on the VSM news or some news, I'm usually on that station most of the time, and they're saying that they're passing something where the pope has to sign and say that if he comes into the knowledge of a pedophile priest, that he is not to fire him. So I highly doubt that this new pope is going to sign anything like that. If he does that, well, I'm not even going to think about him anymore. Right now, I'm happy that he doesn't want to kill the babies. That's a start. But I want to know how he's going to feel about this. Have you heard about it? It was on the news.
No, I didn't hear anything about that part of it, no.
Yeah, they want the pope to sign something saying that if one of them, you know, if it comes to light in the Vatican, they finds one of them somewhere or whatever, if he comes into the knowledge of it, that he's not to fire him. I don't understand that. For years and years and years, they've been pushing these pedophile priests over to other parishes where they can continue to get new kids and do it to them. I'm sorry. Do you remember Father, what the hell was his name? He went to jail and he took a beating in there. He's dead now.
Yeah, I do think that when they do this, when they do transfer them, they have the caveat of they won't have them work with children anymore. I mean, I don't know that they still don't, but I think that's one of the rules that they make when they transfer them.
That they don't work with kids? A pedophile will always find a way.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just saying they're not going to give them an assignment that has them deal with kids.
Oh.
They usually, I mean, the criticism is that they've usually transferred them to, administrative offices.
You know, back to the abortions, I don't understand how if there's any Democrat out there that is for that, and at the same time they say they believe in God, some of them, I guess, I think they're all evil, but how can you believe in God? The sixth commandment, you'd have to believe in that too, which plainly says, thou shalt not kill. So what are they thinking, those evil beasts?
I don't think that if you believe in God, you have to believe in every commandment. Some people believe in the idea of God, but they believe that all of these other parts of it are just dogmatic things that were created by man. So not everybody that follows has to follow every bit of dogma related to the belief system.
But I feel that the majority of people that believe in God most likely do the best they can to follow those Ten Commandments. You know, all this people sleeping around when they're married. They're breaking so many commandments. It's pitiful. I mean, and now they're all honoring this new pope. I don't know him personally. He seems to be okay, but I don't know a whole lot about him. But they honor the pope all the time. They treat him better than they would if Jesus Christ came down here. Would they treat him like that? They're all yelling, screaming, and happy and crying and all.
I'm pretty sure if Jesus came down, people would be yelling and screaming and crying and having a good time and all that.
Yeah, and what would you be doing? Would you be all happy if he came down here?
I would be, let's reach out and see if we can get him on the air.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got some stories to tell. By the way, I'll tell you this. I've talked to a lot of ghosts in my time, and not one of them has ever come back and said to me, hey, all of those things that they told us not to do, definitely don't do them because we're paying the price for it here. So, I mean, there's that.
So if you believe in ghosts, or you believe they're coming here and that they're coming back from the dead. Is that what that means when you see a ghost?
I was being
they're not alive.
I was being facetious. My personal
no, but I'm asking you.
Right. My personal thought on it is that a lot of what we claim are ghosts are actually things that we've created with our minds. The phenomena really does happen, but it's actually us manipulating the environment.
If it were true that it was really happening, there would be we'd see thousands of ghosts, millions of ghosts every day, everywhere. So there's only certain ones coming back. Right?
There's entropy of energy. So after time, the energy that comprises them fades away. But sometimes, with certain factors, some of them are kind of held in place. So that could be things like geological factors. That could be things like the foundation of the building having quartz in the foundation.
Too technical now.
There's a lot of.
Do we really need a Ouija board to conjure up a ghost?
You can talk to one with a variety of different methods.
If one single person is able to come back, whether in ghostly form, spirit form, then everyone that has died would be able to do it. And like I said, we'd be seeing them all around the
world. What if the problem isn't them, but us? What if they are around us all the time, but we don't have the ability to perceive them?
You have to have a defense somewhere, so that's your answer. I understand. I knew you were going to say that, too.
Hey, I'm just telling you what I've experienced in my 20 years now of doing this.
Well, you could have been drunk at the time when you seen your saw a ghost,
I was not drunk.
Drinking and drinking.
I was not drunk.
Adding the liquor to the food now.
I don't drink before an investigation.
The chef. No, but you eat and sometimes the chefs cook food and they add stuff to it.
I usually have
pizza before.
Trying
to do it yourself.
I have pizza on an investigation.
Let me ask you something here. These raspberry flavored booze. Do you really think there are real raspberries in those? Maybe one?
No, they are. They make that out of fruit, but that's not wine I'm putting in there. Those are sauces.
Well, even wine. People think wine's good. Oh, yeah, because Jesus had a wine. Okay, that doesn't mean to go and become a wino. That doesn't work, see? It doesn't go that way. Because then you turn into a full-fledged alcoholic, full-blown.
Right.
And I'm sure that stuff's not cheap. All these new flavored kind of stuff going on.
The sauces that I was using, those were $11 a bottle. It's not a big deal.
You have a big collection at home of these bottles?
I bought three different sauces.
No, that's not my question. My question was, how many different bottles do you have at home?
Of
drinks. Do you collect drinks?
Well, yeah, I'm in the Rackhouse Club, so I get one every month.
And I think I'm not sure, but I think I heard you say it during one show that you were looking for some kind of a cabinet to put these things in, make them look nice?
Yeah, I need a bigger one. The one that I have is too small.
So it doesn't have to actually be a liquor cabinet. Anything that would hold it, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for something kind of unique and different. I almost got an old china cabinet from the 1920s, but it was just a little too pricey.
So you're okay with the old ones too, then? It wouldn't matter.
I prefer old. The older, the better.
Well, we go into the marketplace all the time. You're bound to find something nice in there.
Absolutely. I'm gonna hold you here, Mary, because I got you.
Yes,
you sparked a bunch of calls here.
And I'm going. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye bye. Yeah, thank you.
And let's take some more calls here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Kelly Sethfield. And I'm calling because of Mary just called.
Mm-hmm.
And she hit it right on the butt when she said about complaining. She might be throwing out. Now, I'm going to tell you that she hit that on the ball because I did the same thing down Trip Towers. I got there, and they had the bathrooms, the handicapped bathrooms, locked up since 2014. I got there 2018. And because I complained they were supposed to be open, I got thrown out. They all got together, and I got thrown out because complaining. Not paying my rent or anything like that. I got thrown out because I complained about the bathroom that they had, Steve Baller got it closed for over 4 years. And that's all handicapped people. There's a lot of handicapped people in there. Don't you find that kind of thing? So Mary better be careful what she's saying. She hit that right on the ball. That's why a lot of people in housing are afraid to complain about things that they don't have. And if people follow Trip Towers, you should see the stuff that's going on there. So, Mary, thank you for bringing that up.
All right.
See, Bora, guys, imagine closing a handicapped bathroom that they get money from the government, and now they're going to be building new ones. It's unbelievable. Thank you, Mary. Bye, Tim.
You have a good day. Let me take one more call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going?
Not bad, and you?
Doing all right. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, what's on my mind is you were right when you said that not many people, including Mary, will not talk about immigration today. But it, as a, you know, she found something to grouse about the Pope. But ask Mary if she really is following the Ten Commandments on one of them, as far as I remember, and try to follow is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So if she's going to follow the commandments, follow them all. Yeah, you know, if she's going to make a statement like that, that everybody follows that, because certainly that's one that she does not follow at all. I mean, just her stances. I listened to her, but believe me, she is the classic naysayer of all time.
Well, you mentioned the immigration issue. I mean, just before I have to go to this break, what are your thoughts on that judgment that Mendez had to be released?
It should have been the day after they grabbed him. A little late, right? But let's get him out of there. And anybody else who deserves to be out of there who's been incarcerated or held illegally or without cause, you know, and that's the big thing. It's without cause. And this is a Republican move, a Trump move, Trump administration move to take whoever they want and put them in a slammer. You know, I love to listen to, I guess, every Friday, your cohort, Mr. McCarthy, who I love dearly. Has the sheriff on it. The sheriff is yet to admit ever that Trump has done anything wrong. Oh, he's doing terrific. He's doing this. That's wrong. You incarcerate people for no reason. That is wrong. And, you know, if they come to that point where a judge and somebody in the legal system says that they're being held illegally, then let them go. I think it should have been released a long time ago.
I don't know if former Sheriff Hodgson is coming in today, but if he does, it'll be interesting to get his take on this case and the decision that was made.
Oh, he'll come up with something that will bounce onto the president's program. But I've yet to hear them say that the guy has made a mistake in anything. And that, to me, is very disheartening because we all make mistakes, and including the people that sit at the top. You know, they make statements, and then they have to retract them. They do stuff. And then public sentiment makes them change the feeling or put a spin on it. But, you know, you just can't put a spin that because the guy sits in the Oval Office that he's perfect. Because that's what he might think. But we all know that that's not the case for any of us. Like my opinion is my opinion. It doesn't make me perfect. Just makes me allowed to have a voice like that. And thanks to shows like yours, which I enjoy listening to every single day, It allows us to voice that opinion and see what goes on. And like Mary, she voices her opinion. And trust me, she's yet to put anything out there that I agree with as far as the political scene goes, as far as immigration goes. So it was refreshing to hear her try to find another topic. So right away, she pounces on the Pope, who hasn't been in office for 24 hours, about whether he's going to reassign or fire pedophile priests. I didn't hear that, but I know that's an object within the church.
I say, yeah, it's definitely one of their conversation points for sure. I got to hold you there, but thank you for the call.
Thanks, Tim. Always a pleasure.
Likewise. And we got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the news, and then we can take some more calls. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
President Trump not happy with interest rates not being lowered. Changes at Netflix and Max. And neighbors upset with Elon Musk.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is, quote, a fool who doesn't have a clue. After the central bank held rates steady, President Trump says he should have cut rates.
Well, the Bank of England cut, China cut, everybody's cutting but him.
The president has repeatedly called for lower interest rates as his administration navigates economic uncertainty following its sweeping tariff rollout. The Fed left rates at a range of 4.25% to 4.5% on Wednesday, marking the third hold in a row. New York Mayor Eric Adams' administration is highlighting an amendment in the state budget agreement that gives the city more tools to help the mentally ill and get them off the streets.
And although it is rare, random attacks are still committed by people who desperately need help. We cannot continue to ignore them, and we are not.
Adams says an amendment now clarifies that the inability to meet basic needs is defined as a form of danger to oneself. That means New York City homeless outreach teams will be able to remove more people off the streets and get them help. Elon Musk being accused of being a bad neighbor. Residents of a ritzy Austin suburb of West Lake Hills complaining about a 16-foot chain-link fence that surrounds his $6 million property.
Granting these variances would do nothing but to facilitate their bad behavior on our quiet little cul-de-sac.
Paul Hemmer, who leads the Neighborhood Homeowners Association, says Musk is not even living at the home, calling it a hub for a security team that fills up a dead-end street with a fleet of cars. There are also reports that Musk has been trying to buy two neighboring lots to serve as a compound for him, his 13 kids, and their mothers. Netflix rolling out a redesign for its homepage on TV screens, the first big makeover since 2013.
Netflix CEO Greg Peters sat down to discuss some of the changes on NBC's Today Show.
Really, at the end of the day, we're looking at, you know, what is the viewing behavior? Because that's the thing that matters the most. Are we satisfying viewers and are they watching?
Starting next week, the homepage will feature fewer titles but more video. Company officials say the goal is a sleeker design that will get more people to press play and stay. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And Warner Brothers Discovery says that they'll get more assertive about cracking down on password sharing later this year. The media company that has Max says it will take up to a year and a half to fully roll out the service password sharing initiative. The CEO and president of Global Streaming said they'll start with soft messaging reminders to subscribers before getting firmer and more visible. Max has just over 122 streaming subscriptions worldwide. Federal student loan borrowers who do not make timely payments could face credit score damage and wage garnishment, with them moving back into collections.
The Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid is resuming collections on defaulted federal student loans. Attorney Ben Matthews says student loan debt is confusing for most people now more than ever because
there's been a lot of change in the past couple of years. So it's you know, from COVID all the way up through the end of the Biden administration, now the Trump administration, they have not left it alone at all.
Matthews says that he's seen clients with $200,000 in student loan debt qualify for bankruptcy by showing
because you can't afford it now. It's unlikely that you'll be able to afford it in the future, and you've made some good faith efforts to pay to make payments.
I'm Katie Gray.
Toyota is projecting a decline in profit for the current financial year. The top-selling automaker released a report yesterday forecasting a 21% profit decline due to widespread fallout from sweeping tariffs implemented by President Trump. This comes a year after record profits totaling $32.4 billion for the manufacturer. According to Toyota, the company must also navigate the negative impact from a stronger yen. The new Pope's two older brothers are thrilled that Robert Prevost of Chicago is now the Holy Father.
It's totally unreal, totally surreal, and it's a tremendous, tremendous thing to take in, but it's something to be very proud of.
That's John Prevost, the middle brother of the newly elected Pope Leo XIV. John says he's recently asked his brother if he'd watched the movie Conclave so he'd know how to behave. And John says with a chuckle that Robert had indeed just finished watching the movie. Pope Leo's eldest brother, Louis, says that he hopes things don't turn political because he's from America.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox blanked the Rangers yesterday afternoon at Fenway 5-0. Sox are in Kansas City tonight at 7:40, and the Celtics will try to pick up a win against the Knicks in New York tomorrow in Game 3 at 3:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Clouds and showers today, 61, still wet tonight, 53, starting out the weekend with lighter rain tomorrow. Showers will end by tomorrow afternoon. It'll stay cloudy, 65. Mother's Day on Sunday looks perfect, sunshine, 70. More sun for Monday, 67. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. We're going to be going back to your phone calls in just a moment. But before I do that, this is normally the time we would talk to Eric from the butcher shop, but they're taking a little break this week. However, they're going to be open again next week for you to be able to stop in and get all of your favorites, everything that you need meat-wise, of course, but also all the other things you need when you're out shopping, because they are a true old-school neighborhood market. You know, as we're talking about making things easier for mom, nothing would make her happier than to know that you got all the shopping done and that you went to the butcher shop and got it done locally. So stop by there when they reopen next week and say, you know, I just want to look around. I hear Tim talking about it on WBSM and see all the great things they have to offer. I guarantee you, you're going to walk out of there with something. Anything from some of Maria's rice pudding to maybe a French meat pie to some cheese or beer or wine, or maybe you just walk out of there with a tomahawk steak. So many great options at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, family owned by the Pinaretta family for over 30 years. Stop by and see what they're all about when they reopen next week. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
You mentioned that guy that just got released. The immigration judge released him.
I don't think he's been released yet. There's a little hang up with the paperwork, but he was ordered released. Yes,
right. Now is that an assumption that he's not guilty of anything, or that they just didn't file the paperwork in time?
I think it's more of an assumption that they didn't have something to file the paperwork on. They didn't have a charge. It doesn't mean that they didn't have something on him or, you know, a reason to be suspicious. But as I said, you know, I was just making the assumption based on that they did in fact have the wrong person, which is what they were saying at the beginning.
Well, an illegal immigrant is an illegal immigrant. So if they got the wrong person, it's, you know,
but he's not an illegal immigrant. He's in the asylum process.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's what they say. He's been filing. He's under the asylum program through his wife.
For how many years?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was originally reported in the story.
Yeah, that is Swiss cheese. There's so many holes in it. You know, people just use excuses and this and that. So I'm just looking at
You're more concerned about the excuses that you think that they're using as opposed to the fact that ICE picked up the wrong person and had nothing to charge him with but left him in a jail for a month anyway.
You're assuming that they had nothing to charge him with. I'm thinking
you're assuming that they did because they didn't file any. So it's an assumption both ways.
Right. So that's the question, is what is the actual truth behind it? You remember when J6 happened, and even beyond J6, where Nancy Pelosi would say, well, I know he's got to be guilty of something regarding Trump. He's got to be guilty of something because eventually we're going to find it. We don't know what it is yet, but eventually we're going to find it because we don't like Trump. We got to be careful that we're not doing something like that. But in this case, I don't think so. I think that an illegal immigrant is an illegal immigrant, whether it's the wrong guy, you know, a guy that they weren't looking for, but he's illegal anyways, then they would have the right to get him. But I don't know.
It's not an arrestable offense anyway.
I don't know.
No, it's not. Look at the U.S. code. Being an illegal immigrant is not an arrestable offense.
Well, I don't know. I'm not an immigration lawyer. But one question I have is what's the political affiliation to that immigration judge?
What does that matter?
Because judges
interpret the law.
You think so?
Yeah.
There are judges that have been going after Donald Trump for how long?
Because maybe he did things wrong.
Or maybe the judges just don't like him.
Well, that's a really big assumption, that we're just going to say that every judge that's ruled against him just has a problem with him and have decided to forego their entire lifelong career on the bench and being lawyers before that and studying the Constitution and upholding the Constitution. But because they don't like this one guy, they're suddenly going to start changing the way they do their job. What's more likely? Hold on. I like to use Occam's razor, okay? Apply the simplest explanation is usually the right one. What's more likely, that a whole bunch of judges were against Donald Trump and put their careers and their reputations and their life's work on the line, or that this guy just lies about it and says that these judges are out to get me because he can't admit that he did things wrong? Which is more likely? Which makes more sense if you're looking at the simplest explanation?
The left is very insidious, and things aren't always.
That's just a BS argument you can use for anything.
Are you sure about that?
You know what? I'm gonna hold you there and take some calls that might actually have a point. You have a good weekend.
Okay. All right. You too.
All right. I did tell Mary, she asked if she could call back in because she wanted to address what the previous caller said. And I don't like when callers get into it with other callers, but I want to give her a chance to be able to defend herself. Good morning. You're next. Well,
thank you for the call
again,
back, Mr. Weiss.
Yes. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand what the guy's saying, because he brought the commandments into it, and then he said, I'm not sure which commandment he's talking about, because is he upset that I said, because he did mention the Pope, and I'm wondering, is he upset because I said I hope the new Pope does not sign that order to fire, fire pedophile priests?
Not to speak for him, but I don't think he was saying that he had a problem with your point. I think it was more of a, hey, the guy just got into office, give him a day. That's what he had said.
I didn't say anything bad about it. I didn't say anything bad about the Pope.
I didn't think that you did.
I mean, I gave him a gold star because, you know, he says he's pro-life. I like that. So what commandment was the guy talking about? I don't know which one. I want that Pope to not sign that form saying that he will not fire pedophile priests. That's ridiculous. How could he be upset about that? And thank you to Gilly about the garbage and people trying to throw you out when you cause a problem. But thank God they haven't thrown me out yet, Gil. Okay, thank you for the call back.
All right, you have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
I got to take a couple of breaks here, but I want to make sure I can get the callers in. Let me take this caller real quick, and then I got to go to a break. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing?
Last night, Brian Thomas had the attorney that represented the immigrant who was picked up in New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
On his show, and she says that Homeland Security showed up at that hearing, and they had nothing. They didn't even make a verbal statement because they were on they weren't present. It was a video, you know. And she said that she can't get her client released, even though the charges were dismissed by the judge.
They were saying that they had the wrong number for him and that she's not registered as his lawyer when he has the physical paperwork that says that they just didn't do it online. So they didn't tell her in 4 weeks' time, hey, you got to put this online to represent him. I mean, she's probably been talking to them all along. So I thought that was just a little bit of a delay tactic. They're going to try to hold him in there as long as they can to not admit fault here.
Yeah, because you mentioned earlier that he was now free to go. He's not free to go.
No, the judge ordered him released, but he's not released yet.
Well, you know, when you elect a president of the United States who is a convicted felon, these kind of things are going to be happening. That's all I've got to say.
All right. You have a good weekend. I got to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned. In honor of Mother's Day, and it comes from Emily in New Jersey. She wants to know, who's your favorite fictional mom? And David put in a vote for Olivia Walton from the Waltons. So you still have time to get your answers in. You can put it on our Facebook page under the graphic or on the video. Of course, Fun Friday every week is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And Dee's is actually offering a sweet treat for mom on Mother's Day while supplies last. So any mom that comes by, you're going to get a sweet treat while also getting your delicious Dee's Hot Dogs. So take mom down there for a snack or for lunch or, you know, just because you love her and you want to take her and spend some time outside at Dee's Hot Dogs. A great place to go any day on Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. And also, speaking of Mother's Day, if you haven't figured out yet what you're getting from mom, that's okay. You still got time to head on over to Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven. Stunning floral arrangements, fresh cut stems, lush European garden baskets, hanging plants, and really all kinds of gifts, big and small. Danielle and her team will help you. Just walk in and say, "Help! I want to get my mom something different and special and unique and something that she's going to remember every year to come." And then you're going to just realize every year to just go to the Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven, to Sarah's Way, inside CVS Plaza. And I would go over there today and pick out what you need, because they're open Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 3 for pickup only. So you want to make sure that you are getting over there to decide what it is that you want to have them put together for you at Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven, to Sarah's Way, inside the CVS Plaza. We also got an app chat message from Dam, who said, "I tried to message in yesterday when you were talking about the mayor complaining about trash around the Church Street station." It was actually the counselors that were. He says, "Just curious, why isn't the mayor concerned with how horrible Church Street itself is? I'm not talking about the road work that's going on toward the train station. I'm talking about the entire street. As soon as you get off the highway, it is absolutely horrendous, and he should be embarrassed. This is a major road in the city." And I don't know where that falls in the city's plan. And, you know, as the mayor said before, they have a formula as to which roads are getting done. I don't know where that falls in the formula, but I'm going to make a guess that they were probably holding off until some of the train work was finished. So I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know this for a fact, and we, you know, we can ask the mayor's office and DPI and find out, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, this road work season, that doesn't get addressed because now all that stuff is completed. Because even though they were working on King's Highway side of Church Street and all of that, you know, they're still coming down that Church Street area from the highway, utilizing that highway to come back and forth, because that's probably easier for them than going through King's Highway with some of this equipment. So I wouldn't be surprised if that isn't very quickly on the list, if it's not already. I got to take one final break. Let me get that done. We'll come back. We'll wrap up Fun Friday here on the program. Stay tuned. All right, we are going to be wrapping things up here on Fun Friday. Again, Dee's Hot Dogs are the proud sponsors of Fun Friday here on WBSM, and they love hearing how much everybody loves what we do with Fun Friday. So if you go down to Dee's, let them know that you're having fun listening to the show every Friday, and that's what inspired you to come down. But if you go on Mother's Day, they're going to have a sweet treat for all the moms while supplies last. So Dee wanted me to make sure that I mentioned that frequently so that all the moms know that they're going to have a little something special for them on Mother's Day, again, while supplies last. But one treat you can definitely get for your mom for Mother's Day, if your mom is a drinker, is something from Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And let's face it, raising you, she probably became a drinker if she wasn't one already. Stop by and get her a delicious bottle of wine. They have all kinds of wine there. You know, we talk a lot about their beer selection. We, you know, they've got the huge beer room. We talk a lot about, of course, the whiskey and bourbons with the whiskey room. But they've got tequila, vodka, rum, all kinds of spirits. But they also have a huge selection of wine. Hard to find stuff that you won't find other places. You know what they have there? They actually have the same Madeira wine that they use at the feast. So you can get that if you want for mom. But also, they just started carrying the Plymouth Bay Winery wines, the ones that I've been, you know, utilizing some of their sauces and also having a glass of their wine with my dinner. They have those as well, the Cranberry Blush, the Colonial Red. You can stop by and get those and some of the others they have. All kinds of stuff. And if you're not sure what to get mom, just get her a gift card from Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And don't forget, it's the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. So just do a little advanced research for yourself for Father's Day, right? Just go and try a few things and say, all right, when I come back to get myself something for Father's Day, that's what I'm going to get. I'm here for mom today. That's going to do it for me for today. I'll be back on Monday. We got a full slate of fun next week with, we're going to have Joe Andruzzi on the show. We're going to be talking about the Zyterian. We may even have another athlete on the show next week. We'll get into that too. And of course, next week is also National Police Week. We're going to be honoring the police here all week long. Chris McCarthy is going to be broadcasting live from Tropical Smoothie on Monday next week. You can go by and hang out with him. And then also broadcasting live from the Honeydew on Route 18 on Friday. So he's going to be out of the studio 2 days. That's 2 chances you get to go and meet Chris. Just make sure that you don't bring him any germs. He doesn't need to get